Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, October 28th, 2019. 150 years ago today, Russian chemist Dmitry Mendeleev published the first recognizable periodic table, developed mainly to illustrate periodic trends of the then-known elements. He also predicted some properties of unidentified elements that were expected to fill gaps within the table. Due to continuing problems, Mitte wants to take tougher action against e-scooters and rental bikes in Berlin. According to District Mayor Stefan von Dassel, further prohibition zones for rental bikes in tourist areas such as Babelplatz, the Nikolaiviertel, or Gendarmenmarkt are being considered. To implement the ban, a map with the banned zones will be uploaded to the scooters and bikes. The software prevents users from ending their rental in these zones, and Munich has done this successfully already. At the e-scooter summit at the beginning of August, the Senate, districts, and providers had already agreed on prohibition zones at the Brandenburg Gate and the Holocaust Memorial. According to von Dassel, quote, "That worked very well." While a parking prohibition can be regulated via the software, riding in prohibition zones cannot yet be restricted digitally due to safety concerns. Technically, it would already be possible today for vehicles in prohibited areas to be throttled down to a walking speed. However, transport authorities fear that sudden braking will increase the risk of accidents for users. In Munich, the driving ban zones are therefore controlled by the police and the public order office. Von Dassel announced something similar for Mitte. Beside prohibition zones, riders will also be monitored as to whether the electric scooters are unfavorably placed on sidewalks. If this is the case, fines between 20 and 35 euro could apply to the operators, who would then have to get the money back from the misbehaving users. In August, the Senate Traffic Department decided to completely ban parking on sidewalks in the particularly affected districts of Mitte and Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg. Instead, areas currently used as car parks are to be converted into parking areas for rental vehicles. So far, however, there have been no such zones. Von Dassel announced that the first parking space will be introduced this year. The district mayor and his counterpart from Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg will soon jointly present where the parking spaces are to be located. For Mitte, von Dassel estimates that there will be 1,000 of these spaces, which have room for several vehicles each. The mayor from Mitte estimates that 4,000 to 5,000 scooters and bikes could be parked, but this is still significantly less than what's currently on the road in Berlin. Von Dassel thinks that, quote, "the number we now have in Berlin will not be tenable." In the future, providers will have to agree on how they would divide up the limited number of parking spaces among themselves. On Friday morning, Berlin's Football Referee Committee decided to go on strike for the weekend. As a result, all of roughly 1,600 compulsory and friendly matches from the Berlin League downward had to be canceled for the weekend, which was announced by the Berlin Football Association, or the BFV, on Friday afternoon. The referees of the capital had decided to strike all weekend in response to increased violence against them. It was only in September that a referee was physically attacked in the match between the Berlin League players Al Dersimspor and Frohnau. Though the season is still quite young, 109 incidents of violence and discrimination on Berlin football fields have been reported. In 53 cases, the referees were the victims. Per Jörg Wehling, chairman of the referee committee, these are alarming figures, and there's a need for action and a clear stop sign. Last season, there were more than 150 incidents of violence against referees in Berlin. These ranged from insults and physical violence to a death threat. The consequence is that last season, only 1,100 referees were available for the almost 1,600 matches per weekend. The violence results in a lack of young talent. According to Wehling, the strike is linked with a number of demands to the association. The referees demand protection by stewards at all matches, harsher penalties from the sports court, and obligatory regular training for the clubs so that they can better understand the referees' decisions. The majority of the presidium of the BFV criticized the referees' actions, but for organizational reasons, they agreed on canceling all matches. The rent cap is not working for everyone. Numerous daycare centers, but also homes for the elderly or mentally ill in Berlin, are acutely endangered by the increasing pressure on rent. There is a threat of massive cuts in the city's social infrastructure. For example, the Kita im Känguru has everything parents could wish for. There is currently space for 29 children to play, a winter garden and a vegetable garden, a large cherry tree, and a self-built mini football pitch. It has a water playground and a permanent team of educators. The problem is that the lease expires in August of 2021, and this extension could only be achieved after tough negotiations with the landlord. For Teresa Hauptmann, who was on the board of the self-governing Kita for years, the Känguru is more than just a kindergarten. It's a social network in the neighborhood. It's been around for 19 years in the Winswedel in Prenzlauer Berg, but after 21 years, it could be over if parents don't find new rooms. Babette Spell from the Dachverband Berliner Kinder- und Schulladen, or DAX, knows that they are not alone with their situation. In the last 5 years, almost 80 children's institutions have been affected by rent cancellations or sometimes extreme rent increases. That's about 10% of the members of the DAX. Especially Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, Mitte, and Neukölln are affected. There's the threat of a massive loss of social infrastructure in the city, in addition to the already tense situation because it's not only Kitas and daycares that are suffering. The whole spectrum of the social mechanisms, like community dwellings for young people, addicts or humans with physical or mental impairments, office and consulting rooms of social carriers, all are threatened and affected by displacement. The rent cap just passed by the Berlin Senate does not help, as many social institutions, including the Känguru Kindergarten, have commercial rental contracts. Like bars and pubs or spätis, they are not protected by the rent cover. For them, there is no rent index, no rent cap, and no protection against dismissal. And nowhere are commercial rents rising as strongly as in Berlin. The Berlin Senate seems to have recognized the problem and in August submitted an application to the Bundesrat for the introduction of a cap on commercial rents. However, similar initiatives have not found a majority in the Bundesrat in the recent past. And a quick announcement. Berlin Briefing will be taking a vacation break between the 4th and 8th of November. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.